from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
If I can get my act together, this will be the sort of Christmas end of year episode of the podcast. So it seems fitting that we reflect a little bit on the year that we've had and wish everyone season's greetings. So Nigel, in reflective mode, how would you look back at the extraordinary year that we've had?
My optimistic self would say, Martin, that this has been an absolutely extraordinary learning experience. It's taken me well out of my comfort zone and made me go from almost despair to elation and back again, but always collecting a bit of learning every time I passed go. And that is kind of ultimately, I guess, a balance will be optimism. Although there have been challenges this year, personal challenges as well as work challenges. And I'm just thinking of Christmas and everyone talking about the new beginning of 21. And I just kind of think of people who's, they're not going to be able to get to their families. They're going to have a pretty miserable time of it. And I hope that they can stay optimistic. You know, it's like almost work has been for me this year something that has kept me focused, kept me alive, active, engaged. Work has been very, very important for me. And I really would not like to have not had work. And I feel really sorry for people who've been furloughed for months, not knowing what on earth they should be doing. It would have driven me completely insane. I've worked really hard this year. And I thank you for work. And I rarely say that, but I really believe it. And when the pressure comes off during this next 10 days or so over the Christmas break, I just hope people maintain their optimism. You know, I hope they do stuff. If they can't work, read a book, go for a walk, get out there. Don't sit and feel what a terrible time it's been. And I wish I could have been here and I wish I could have been there. You know, I'm going to wish I could have been somewhere else this Christmas, but that's not going to stop me enjoying it and recognizing that we are where we are and to make the best of it. So I hope everyone does that. I really hope people don't have depressing, miserable Christmases because they're not doing what they wanted to do with the people that they wanted to do it. Just like the year, really. So if you can't do work to distract you, invent something that can distract you. Go to the gym, or the gyms, there's no classes at the gym, but the gyms are open. If you can't go to the gym, go for a run. Martin will be running over Christmas, I'll be running over Christmas, or go for a long walk. Just do something, read a book, get yourself distracted and involved. And you've got to build up your strength for 2021, I think. Yeah. And you don't do that by sitting at home moping. That would be my message. What about you, Martin?
Yeah, I think it's just been a really tough year in so many ways. And everyone's lived experience this year will be very different as it is. You know, it's a statement of the obvious, but when you reflect and you think in the whole, it's very easy to say, well, it's just been like this for everyone, or it's just been like that. You know, there's been some winners out of this year and a lot of losers, if you like. And there's been a lot of pain and a lot of hardship. And the thing that I've liked about the year is the fact that people are asking how each other are a lot more, especially through work. And I think about the things that will stay, the things that we've been doing this year that would really be worth keeping for next year and beyond. And I hope that's one of those things where we are actually able to talk about how we are and also, you know, just genuinely be interested in more than just the work, the actual people that we are around and how they are dealing with things and what things look like for them. Because there's so much change. I mean, my kids, for example, having spent a lot of the year working from home, it's not ideal. You know, they're missing the social elements of seeing friends, going to school, being around others, all the competitive sports just ground to a halt, all of these things that they haven't been able to have. So it's been tough, but like you, I also think about all the learning that's been generated from these tough situations, what you learn about yourself, what you learn about others. And the big thing for me is, well, what, because things have changed, there's been a lot of agency and people have been forced to do things differently. And I just think, well, what are the good things that you've had to do this year that you would never have got away with doing before? What are those things that you would carry on and you have to carry on doing into the future? And for me, yeah, it's absolutely, it's digital, but on a higher level, the idea that we have helped the climate and the natural environment just a little bit by not driving as much, for me, just makes me think, oh, we can do more of that.
I would say gather your energy, because 2021, we need you to be active, to make sure that as we build back better, and that all the values and the issues and the changes that you have embedded continue. Don't let it slip away. Yeah. So you need energy and focus for the new year.
So season's greetings.
Season's greetings.
In January.
We certainly will. Thank you, Martin. Always a pleasure.
From scratch.